Most of us have heard stories of an Alaskan with an idea for a business that just takes off. There's the boatyard that became a major tour operator, or the beer lovers who now sell in more than a dozen states. Representatives of five of those businesses talked about how they made it work during the Innovation Summit. One is a business that provides flexibility needed for local hire. Huna Totem Corporation Board Chairman Russell Dick says its Icy Strait Point tourist attraction does just that. He says the seasonal business employs village residents who don't want a year-round job.
Nobody lives in these rural communities to work for a Microsoft. That's up their head. I mean, their idea of lifestyle compatible is the ability to go deer hunting, the ability to go berry gathering, to do these things that make living in a rural community just critically important to them.
Dick is also president and CEO of Ha'ani, a Sea Alaska subsidiary pursuing economic development in Southeast. It's been helping village residents set up oyster farms and sell their product. He says it's a collaborative business model, not a grant program.
We, as a for-profit entity, we're willing to put money into this, we're willing to put time, but we're not going to solve the problems within the region.
Another innovator is Alan Marine, based in Sitka. The family-owned business began as a ship repair yard. It fixed up a derelict boat and began providing tours. Growing demand led the company to buy, then build more vessels. Wildlife viewing excursions expanded to Juneau and Ketchikan, and the company eventually formed its own small cruise line, Alaskan Dream. Vice President Jamie Cagle says its onboard shops are part of its business plan.
We try and support and procure as many local products as we can, you know, whether it be the foods on board or the gifts that we do. And we found that to be a very successful program for us. It's what our customers like to see, and the quality's good.
Juneau-based Alaskan Brewing Company's innovation is resisting pressure to grow too fast and create too many products. Brewing operations manager Brandon Smith says the craft beer market has expanded significantly since the company began operations.
You look at some breweries and they have like 60 different products and it gets kind of insane. We have a somewhat different philosophy there that we want to do a smaller number of products very well and not confuse the consumer with the dizzying array of things that we put out.
The company has also invested time and money into new technology. The most recent innovation is a boiler system that burns spent grain, saving heat and shipping costs. Another business, Juneau's Gastineau Guiding, tapped into the cruise ship excursion market during a time of rapid passenger growth. Owner Bob Jane says it wasn't alone. He says his business recognized opposition from residents needed to be addressed.
We saw tours driving through neighborhoods. People weren't sure if the trails were going to be packed with the tourists every day. So there was a lot of dissension in Juneau.
He cites the Tourism Best Management Practices program and similar efforts with reducing conflicts and allowing for smoother growth. Yet another innovator is a much larger company, Anchorage-based Alaska Communication Systems. ACS CEO Anand Vadapelli says his company took a new direction by partnering with a longtime competitor.
For those of you who've been in Alaska at least 10 years or more, you have a sense of the degree of competition and rivalry that exists between ACS and GCI. Well, guess what? Last year, ACS and GCI announced a joint venture to combine our wireless networks together to form the single largest wireless network in the state of Alaska.
That, he adds, is to compete against telecom giant Verizon, which plans to begin service in the 49th state this year. University of Alaska Southeast Management School Dean John Blanchard moderated the panel.
We'll hopefully be inspired to go and incorporate some of those great ideas as we move the needle a little bit further in creating innovative ideas for the Southeast Alaska here.
Some regional business and government leaders are pursuing such an approach through the Juneau Economic Development Council's Cluster Initiative. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.